Okay, Rabbi Sai, we're going to hear now a divrei machshava from Meshgiach Reuven Leichter. I asked him briefly, first time I was able to meet him, who was his Rebbe, and he said for a quarter of a century he was able to learn with closely with the Meshgiach Rav Volba. We were Zeicha, if I remember correctly, once or twice.
Twice.
We had a little bit of a smaller island, but we were Zeicha to be in the tzeil of the Meshgiach Tzatzal. Everybody remembers the very short but penetrating words as Meshgiach said. So he's now saying shmuzin in the Yeshiva Shlomalos. At least we have Baruch Hashem today, one of his Talmidim, to follow in his footsteps.
We have to admit that culture is always something which goes along with the human nature. You want to make the human nature more cultured. So it was always very surprising to me that the thing you do the most and you think about culture, this is a very shallow thing. What does it mean, food culture? That has to be a thing which has culture to it, no? Because a human being does that every day, 364 days a year, or however you want, you know, 363, 3 days a year. He eats, and we have to understand that this has to have a culture. So what is Jewish culture? I know what means a Goyish culture in that. It depends what you go for, you know. You can have French cuisine and then you have to look for the food with a microscope and you pay a lot of money for that. Or you have to have Italian cuisine and then you get a lot of things in one little tzalachat, in one little thing. But what is Jewish food culture? What is that? Is gefilte fish? Kugel? No. I will show you. And this is a thing which we have to revive by us. That we are knowing that when we are encountering our own body need, we have a certain culture to it. And the culture is Birchas Hamazon. Birchas Hamazon, you have to eat bread. You learn now to say shochel, you know. If you have to eat bread, and when you want to be yotze the yereim, then you drink a cup of water. And that's it. That's what you ate. And now you begin to speak. And you have no clue why you speak about these things. The first broche is still going, you know. You say, Hazon is olam kulo, betuvoi, b'chein b'chesed v'rachami. We'll speak about that. We'll learn that together. But the second broche makes no sense. Als je in Galta laat we zijn eretz chaim dat tevo chovo. What's the occasion, you know? We are sitting in America or wherever, we eat a piece of bread. Speaking about Eretz Israel, very nice. But what is that connected to the piece of bread I just ate? And then you say, Als je het zon Hashem elokeinu eretz Mitzrayim. It's Pesach today. Don't know. And then, Val bris rosanto b'vzoreinu. Someone made a bris just now? No. Shavuos today. Makes no sense. I ate a piece of bread and I drank a cup of water. What does it have to do with all these things which are so much bigger than this little piece of bread I ate? This is Jewish culture. Because you can't deny the Birchas Hamazon is going on the food you ate. It's not that Hashem twists your arm and says, oh, I have him in a mode, you say today, you know, or in a mood of hoidoa, lets him take that hand and twist it. He should now be moide also on the Eretz Yisrael and on Matan Torah and just take him in, you know. No. The whole Birchas Hamazon It's going on one thing. One piece of bread or two and a cup of water. And there, in that bread and in that food, you see Yetzias Mitzrayim, you see Bris Mila, you see the Bris Teure, you see everything. How can you see that, dear? How can you explain that to yourself? How can you eat in a cultured way, the way the Teure wants culture? That was always for me a very big raya, that Teure is min ha-shumayim. Because humanity is there for a few thousand years. That's kulaum, yeah? Kulaum. And when you think about these few thousand years, what did it bring to humanity in the most regular and the most normal activity a human being has? It is mind-boggling. Unbelievable, you know? You have only the thing that you know, I will make the steak, no. I will make it rare. Or I'll have an American steak, which you can make tiny, rivet in two directions. That's right? That you can do with it, American steak. You understand what I mean? You can leave it from this side, or you can leave it in the vertical sense too, because it's so thick. That's the food culture we have. From a few thousand years of humanity reached that unbelievable level that we are able to put in another spice into the meat that it should be a little bit tastier. It's a busha. It is a busha. It is a flat out busha. No. Food culture means birchas hamozen. You don't have to eat anything fancy. You don't have to eat anything tasty even. You just eat a piece of bread dry. And you drink a cup of water without any tosefes, only water, because that's the yireim. And then you are saying a birchas hamozen, and you have experienced over here, Yetzias Mitzrayim, you just experienced Matan Torah, you experienced all these things. How does it come? In order to understand that, I want only shortly think together about the thing which today became popular to say it. I don't know whether in the American circles it's also Nishmas. You say that? 40 days? No, once a week. Okay, once a week. But you say Nishmas. You say Nishmas, and people say Nishmas, that is the Birchas Ashir, that is the big Hoidoe. And I want to look together, what do we say in that Nishmas? How is that structured? And then we see that we are facing a problem in how can we really thank the Borei Olam. Which, let's take the way Neudelchor says, let's take the Birchas Hamozen is an act of thanking the Borei Olam. Yeah? Without going into Nefesh HaChaim and things like this, but Lechoira, that's what the Pasuk says. Yeah? This posuk is quoted in the Neudelecho, in the Hoidoe. That means the Birchas Hamozen Bepashte says that the Berachto means Hoidoe. That is the Pashtes on the Birchas Hamozen. So Hoidoe, the Nishmas, that we are moited to the Borei Olam. So you say, Nishmas kol chai tevorech. You say all these things because whatever he did, unbelievable. And but then we have a problem. Then we can't do it, even when we have that. That is the second part. We speak about our body. In the beginning, we spoke about our neshome, nishmas kol chai veruach kol boso. And the second is our body doesn't go. Even when our body is so big that you can't imagine how big it should be, it's not enough. And then comes the third part and says, al kein evorim shepiglak tobonu veruach. We spoke on neshome. We spoke already on neshome. The neshome had no problem. No, it says nishmas kol chai. The neshama had no problem. The body had a problem. Irufinu mole shiro kayom. That was the problem. Doesn't go. But why does the neshama come back? Keneverim shipilak tobonu. Ruach neshama shenofach toba peinu. The ruach neshama, we covered that in the beginning. Why do you come back to it? There was no problem with them. So the point over here in the nishmas is that the first part goes that you say the general neshama, that's nishmas kol chai, and ruach kol boso, that means the general ruchnius of the world, is really a part of a very big picture, outspoken part of a very big picture. But when we take, now we say, that's the general ruchnius of the world. So let's say we have a general gashmius of the world. That's what you say. Ilu finu mole shiro kayom. That means it's not only my mouth. It is the yama godl. Ulshoninu rinu kamoin galov. It's not only my own loshen. It is the galim of the yam. Usvesenu shevach kamer chavei rokia. It's not my sfosayim. It is the width, the broadness of the horizon. Not enough, because you are never able to, with a body, to reach above. You can't. The neshama is able to reach above. The neshama has no problem. Nishmas kol chai reaches to depth which you can't imagine. The nishmas kol chai can be mevorech whenever. But a body as big as Gufnius is, the biggest one, the biggest entirety in the world, the whole Gashmistic universe, is not able to reach 1 centimeter or 1 inch in America, 1 inch above his own border. You can't. So that's a problem. Because in order to be Moide, I have to go above my border. That's the point of Nishmas. I have to go above my border. When I am only in my limited edition, I will be never able really to thank the Boreh Olam. I'm not able. Because the Toivo, the goodness of the Boreh Olam I got, came from a source which is way above my own physical reality. And I will not be able to reach there. But what can we do? We can work. The nature itself is not able to reach 1 inch above. But through work, through your own personal work, you can reach above. And that's what you say. Al kein evrim shepilakto bonu, my personal thing. Veruach neshama shefachto ba'apeinu, and my personal neshama, not the nishmas kol chai. That has no problem. But now I do the work with my own ruchnius and with my own body. What do I do? Hein heim yoydu vivonchu. Because what? Ki kol peh lecho yoyde. V'chol loshen lecho sishova. My loshen wants to do another thing than lishova. I want to speak the way I want to speak. I have no inyan to make a shvua. I really have no inyan to do that. So why the loshen is lishova? Because the loshen works. It's not going after his own nature. It works. And he says, "V'chol koimo lefonecho." What is a koimo? A koimo means you are standing upright. Lefonecho sishtachave. That is not a natural ingredient of a koimo. A koimo has to stand up. Aber le koimo lefonecho tishtachave. V'chol levovois yiroucho. The nature of the leiv is not yire. The nature of the leiv, you see that by the Rishoyim, you call that bori libom. Libom bori keulom. That I'm very, I think you call that a good self-esteem or something like this. Yeah, let's not go into that, you know. He is very self-secure, you know. He's very self-secure, and that is what the leiv is about by nature. I am self-secure. But call it the voice yiroucho. And it's all a work. Through your own personal work, you can reach above. But without personal work, you are not able to reach above. It's not shayach. You can be as big as you want. No aboveness. One of the ingredients, what we spoke beforehand, of human culture is that human culture is lacking the ingredient of aboveness. Because human culture wants to establish the world the way it is. Only have a certain Tosefos, you know, okay. But we want aboveness. And the Hoidoah to the Boreh Olam always has to reach that dimension that it goes above, because the Teuva comes from there. That's why it comes from Yetzias Mitzrayim, we say it also in Nishmas. That's why it comes from all these big things. And now that is what Birchas Hamazon is about. Birchas Hamazon is our own work, that we are able to break through the limited edition of our own reality. And we just had food, but we see that this food is a part of a very bigger picture. It's not that we think about the other thing. We do understand that the Teuva of Mosen is a big ness, is a big chiddush, that you are able to get the chesed of the Boreh Olam in a tangible way. That's unbelievable. The Boreh Olam is kula ruchni, and the chesed is kula ruchni. But the Boreh Olam made that this chesed, which he wants to give you, is like condensating in that bread. It's something tangible. You can take your fingers and you tap on the chesed of the Boreh Olam. That's what bread means in a Jewish sense. Food means you have a chush, you can take and being feeling the tuv of the Boreh Olam. The tuv of the Boreh Olam is kula ruchni. No, he gave you the opportunity that you should feel that. And that is what the Birchas Hamazon speaks about. That is what, let us see how that works, how that shows up. I think I have to do that to look in this simple way, to look on the Birchas Hamazon. Because this is, like the Rosh Yeshiva spoke beforehand, in our times, there are all different kind of nisyonos coming on. All different kind of bilbuladas. And we always think that when we will be more sophisticated than what is presented from outside, then we will win the battle. I don't think so. We have to be more alive, not more sophisticated. And life always speaks about simple things. The ingredient of life is not new. I hope so, you know. I'm going to sleep by night, I get up in the morning, and I wouldn't want anything new showing up, you know. Chas v'sholom. Should be the same. When you are even measuring your heartbeat, when you just don't run a jogging or you don't make an exercise, but when you have a normal heartbeat, then you want that this should be always the same. And when there is a chiddush there, it should be more interesting, you know. Wow, man, meure dik. Hat gemacht a chiddush mit sein Herz, you know. Unbelievable. Then you better go to the hospital, because you have to take treatment, you know. It should be the same all the time. Your breathing should be the same all the time. It sounds like living is the most boring thing in the world. That's right. It's always the same. Your heartbeat, your breathing, that's always the same. We have to put into this war with the outside world that we are alive with our Torah, not that we are sophisticated. That's dangerous. We are alive. And alive means that we are going back to the very simple things. We are eating and we say brochas, that we do. We have to make that alive. Not that we have to make the most spectacular and grandest chidushim in these things, no. But you have to be alive. It has to speak to us again and again and again and again. And that is what Jewish life is about. It's not about outlandish chidushim. I once was in New York, and my first time in New York, and I saw this mistake in front of my eyes. I was in the underground, and then came in some I wasn't used to this thing then, at that time, and then came in some goy, you know. He was shaven all over, and in the middle he had some hair left, and it was a whole kukuriku. You know, it was red, blue, green, yellow. I thought, was will der Mensch, you know? Ma rotze. So I understood he makes a mistake, that he thinks he's more alive when you see that from outside. He is more real when you see that from outside. But we know that life means you go for the very simple things. Every Jew does that. Every Jew is saying the Birchas Hamazon. Every Jew is making the Tilas Adayim. But there is a thing going on that this is alive by me. That's what life means. Life doesn't mean recognizable chidush. But life means chidush. But it means chidush in a way which is not recognizable. That's what life means. It's a chidush which you don't see. And when you see it, it's bad. But when there is no chidush, then you die. It has to be chidush, but not seeing it. Yeah? So that's what life is about. So that's why I think it's an appropriate thing today that we are having this sugya of life thrown at us. The Jewish nation has that thrown at them. You in America, perhaps a little bit more calm, depends which year, you know. But now in Europe was the sugya of life thrown at them. By us here in Yerushalayim, a few weeks ago, this sugya of life was thrown at us from all the sides. We are not able to measure up with that fake Mesiros Nefesh of them. That's life. We are not able to measure up with that. Because they come and not afraid of anything, you know? So you can't measure up with that. They are willing to give up their lives. And they take our lives. So the sugi, what is going on, is life. And the Borei Olam throws that at us. We have to know that when we are dealing with that sugi, then we are yoytze yedei choivo. That's what Chazal say. Im yesh din lemato, ein din lemalo. Whenever there is, you treat the issue by yourself, you are getting off that the Borei Olam doesn't have to go into that issue. But when Klal Yisrael Chas V'Shalom doesn't deal with a certain issue, then the Borei Olam says, you know, this issue is important by me. I will use my tools to teach you this issue. And then it's dangerous. It's better than we teach ourselves and we deal with this issue ourselves. So when the issue which is thrown at us is life, we have to go back and say, we have to live again. We don't have to be sophisticated. We don't have to reach anywhere. We have simply to live as Jews. And a part of our life is our food, which that's what life means in the Eine Teure too. Means you get mozen, that's the life. And the Birchas Hamozen, that is the culture which a Jew lives his life. So let's see. So the first is really, the first bracha is a well understood bracha. I think people even know that. That the first bracha says, that says, Bechein, Bechesed, Vrachamim, the Borei Olam gives that toivo in a very manageable way, in a way which is fitting you. Chein, Chesed, Rachamim means it's fitting you. It doesn't come and will suffocate you. The Borei Olam gives the tuvoi, he could give it in a way which is not really edible. Then he gives it a very edible and nice way. The way Rav Chatzkel Sarna said that you, when you take a marantz, we call that, you call it orange, yeah? An orange. And you take it, and then it would be only one piece, and then would be all over, you know? But the Borei Olam made it into pieces which are just fitting your mouth, you know? That's Bechein, Bechesed, Uvrachamim. He packaged the food in a package which the biggest package expert, perhaps someone over here, is dealing with packages. Once in a while I meet people like this, but you will not be able to create a package like the Borei Olam creates a package. You can't do that. Because he creates a package where you see from outside whether it is good inside. And you even can smell the ingredient from outside. I think there's no technology in the world which is able to deliver such packages. Yeah? Only the Borei Olam. You have a marantz, you know, and then you quetch, and then you say, It's very thick there, but it's really ripe. Or then you say, no, that's not yet ripe. Or that you say, no, that's a little bit too much, you know. And you see that from outside, you smell it, unbelievable. Bechein, bechesed, v'rachamim. This tuvoi comes down in a very edible and nice way. And then you speak about the whole world. And this the chesed of the Boir Olam, ki loylam chazdoi. And then you speak about the past and the present. His mezon, the mefarnes, the whole bria. Okay. And now to your amazement, I don't know, the Shmoneh Esra is the main tefillah we have. It's not the reise, but it's the main tefillah. But even when you mention the Shmoneh Esra, the Shem Hashem, besides the end of the broche, you mention it per broche the most once. Once, not more. You don't say twice. You don't say three times. Rafuenu Hashem v'neirofe, that's it. Yudke Vovke is there in the middle, but you know more. You mention it only once. In the end you say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Rafechoy Lamo Yisrael. But in the middle only once. Now comes the Birchas Hamozen and uses the biggest name of the Bir Olam, Hashem Elohim, which that is Hashem Mole, and it uses this shame all over the place. You just throw around you with that, you know. You say, Neidelecho Hashem Elokeinu, Alshichadol Avisein Eretz Chem Dotei Vurchovo, Valshichesonu Hashem Elokeinu, Meretz Mitzrayim. And then in the next part, in the same broche, Valakoyel Hashem Elokeinu, Anachti. It's in abundance. In the Rachem, three times again. Rachem Hashem Elokeinu, when you Shabbos say Retzei, you say it also three times. In an unnecessary way, you know. From the Shitrias you could say without it, you know. This is such a thing you use always. It's the biggest name of the Bir Olam. There's nothing bigger than that. It's called Shem Mole. Hashem Elokim is a Shem Mole. And the Bir Olam says, I didn't use that name only when Adam Rishon was created, because only Al Olam Mole uses Shem Mole. And we, in our Birchas Hamozen, in every single broche, we use it at least three times after the first one. Yeah, in the Noide, three times. In the Rachem alone, three times. In Retzei alone, three times. What is that? This is what we spoke about. It is that when you are eating a piece of bread, you see that you are part of the Etzem plan of the Bir Olam. When we eat a piece of bread, we don't see over here, I'm hungry, and now I ate it, and now I'm satisfied. We don't see that. We see that the Bir Olam wants to keep me alive because he has some plan with me. I am part of the biggest plan in the world. So what is that big plan? Eretz Yisrael. Neidelecho Hashem Elokeinu Shechaltol Aviseinu. Eretz Chem Dotei Vorchovo. That is a part of the biggest plan in the world. What is another plan in the world? V'ashitzeson Hashem Elokeinu Eretz Mitzrayim. Geule. That is a manifestation of the plan of the Bir Olam. Not only Eretz Yisrael, which is the Tachlis, it is Yitzias Mitzrayim, which is the Geule, that the Bir Olam comes and takes us out. That's the plan of the Bir Olam. Part of that is it the Ketushas Aguf, the Bris, is it the Torah, so that those are all parts of that intention the Bir Olam has with me. When I eat a piece of bread, I see the Bir Olam has an intention for me. Hashem Elokeinu, he has his plans, his unbelievable worldwide plan is intended for me. Hashem Elokeinu. And that is by Eretz Yisrael, that is by Yetzias Mitzrayim, and then the third, that is that when I am moided to the Bir Olam, V'alakoyl Hashem Elokeinu anachnu moidim loch. It's like the Ramban in Sof Parshas Bo. It's Ramban in Sof Parshas Bo says that the plan of the Bir Olam by the creation of the world was that there should be people which say thank you. That's the Ramban in Sof Parshas Bo. And that's why the Jews say, our Haidah is also not some particular thing that I say, oh, thank you very much. No, I thank the Boreh Olam as a part of the biggest plan which is there. Hashem Elokeinu, the Shem Mole, I say a part of that. This is our Birchas Hamazon. And that goes further on. Rachem is more that this plan of the Boreh Olam should be actualized within us. Yeah, that is Rachem Hashem Elokeinu Yisrael Amecho, and it shouldn't be disturbed by other people. The actualization of the plan within us shouldn't be disturbed. That is, V'harvach lono Hashem Elokeinu Meheiro Megol Tzuroseinu, and it shouldn't be a plan that could be, but it shouldn't be a plan which leaves us low. We should be able to be connected straight to you. That is a bakoshe, that we are an explicit part of that plan. That could be that we are part of the plan, like my shoes are part of my walking around. But the shoes are not so important, I could take a different one. But we want that this plan for the Boreh Olam should be specifically for us, and not that we should be dependent on other people. That's there. So in Retzei, there's another part that I don't want to be too much machbit. The Retzei is the same part that we want to be plan of the part of the Kedusha in the world. The Retzei is the Kedusha HaMitzvahs, and this is the Kedusha HaShabbos, and this is the Kedusha HaBeis HaMikdosh, which comes out with Hashem Elokeinu. But it is all part of the biggest plan in the world. That is the Birchas Hamazon. That's the dreisige part. The reisidige part of the Birchas Hamazon is puts the person under a tremendous recognition that his eating a piece of bread is not simply a fulfilling of his own problem that he had, that he was hungry and he needed some food to survive. It is an expression that he sees that the Boreh Olam gives him the chesed in a tangible way. That means that he is part of a way a bigger picture. The way we saw also by the Nishmas. And this is a big chidush in Birchas Hamazon, because Birchas Hamazon means that you got something in your guf, you got something in your stomach. But this is what we saw in Nishmas. There is a way of working. When you do work with your body, you are able to reach above. And that's what we do in the Birchas Hamazon. The last broche in another 10 minutes, that's right? Ja, was ist gut, sie geht. Kannst du mir sagen, verendigen, werde ich gleich endigen. The last broche, the Birchas of Haruge Beitar, that was like always a little bit a riddle. Was hat das zu tun mit Birchas Hamazon, you know? Sie sochu le kvure, and shalai yisrichu. That was the two things. So Birchas Hamazon, I say Birchas Hamazon, but shalai yisrichu le kvure, shalai yisrichu. It's like this. Ioif says, Orum yotzosi mi beten imi, vorum oshuv shomo. He goes back to the mother's womb. That he will be buried in the kever. So Iyov tells us that going back to the earth, being zoiche lekvura, that's like going back to the source from where you came. Like the way he says in Pasuk, ki ofor ato velafocho toshuv. Yeah, you go back to where you came from. That's the kvura. And the lo yisrichu goes like this. Perhaps you know the Rambam, people speak about the Rambam. The Rambam says that the Ketores in the Beis HaMikdosh was in order there shouldn't be a bad smell. Yeah? The Rambam Meir in Wuchim. And all the Rishayim say, was wird sein? Das war der Ketores. Samemonim, Yud Aleph, unbelievable. And that is like a deodorant, you know? It shouldn't smell bad, you know? That's it. So the Kotzker said one thing. The Kotzker said, ob sie wouldn't gewusst, was meint das stunk, wouldn't sie nicht geschrien. When they would know what it means, a bad smell, they wouldn't have any objections. Because a bad smell always stems from the fact that life, which should be there, went away. I don't think that stone and even wood doesn't smell. But leaves, which were the green, you know, and then it gets rotten, has a certain smell, but not so much, because it wasn't so alive. But when an insect is not so alive, it doesn't smell bad. Only a lot of them, they smell bad. But what more life is there? When the life goes away, what more sirachon is there? Because that's what sirachon means. And that's what everyone says, that the biggest bad smell in the world is the bad smell of a dead body that was in Beital. That's the worst. Because this is a life of a human being, which there is no bigger life emerging in this world. And when this life went away from the body, then it will really be a bad smell. That is the sirachon. So lo yisrichu means like this. The body of them was not disconnected from Kedusha. That means lo yisrichu. And zochu lekvura means that the body was shayich to the source of the world. What does it mean, the way we spoke? The body is shayich to this plan of the Borei Olam. The plan of the Borei Olam is where you come from. And we always think, where are you relating? With what are you relating to the plan of the Borei Olam? Then you say, with my spirituality. When I feel uplifted, a little bit not so grounded, then I'm really shayich to the plan of the Borei Olam. But the Haruge Beitar showed you that exactly the same message we had in the Birchas Hamozen, that you, with your bodily experience, are shayich to the plan of the Borei Olam. They were zeuche lekvure. They went back into the earth, to the source where they came from. And the body was zoiche to that. That is the big thing of Haruge Beitar. And that's why there is no more appropriate place to put this broche than in the Birchas Hamozen. Because it is a translation into our world, what happened in the Birchas Hamozen just till now. We spoke about the biggest thing, Yetzias Mitzrayim, we spoke about Bris Teure, and Bris Mile, and whatever you want. We spoke about those big things, that's the plan of the Borei Olam. And we believe that our piece of bread is shayich to that, belongs to that big plan. But in the Haruge Beitar, you not only believe that. By the Haruge Beitar, you saw it with your own eyes. That these people, lo yisrichu, and these people were zoiche lekvure, that means their body was just zoiche, was just showed that the body is a part of the biggest plan of the Borei Olam. That was the Haruge Beitar. I think that this will give us an opportunity and a possibility that we are able to do this mitzvah of Birchas Hamozen with a chiyus. It was simply a hisboinus. The truth is, it's simply that I had to be misboinus. I didn't know what to do with that. That's the only thing. I didn't dig. I have here even an Eid Echot, which knows that because I just this morning sat with him. But I didn't dig into Sforim, and then you dig into Sforim and you think Efshar in the Perush of the or the Efshar Yener Perush, Efshar. No, it's simply like food. You chew the thing, you know. You take not only your piece of bread and chew on it, you just take the Birchas Hamozen and chew on it. And chew on that again. And in the end you see, oh, that there are things said. The Birchas Hamozen tells you something. And there is a chiyus inside. It's not only some text which you read. There's a chiyus in that Birchas Hamozen. And then we are able to restore life in our own reality. And I think that is what is needed. Our life is very shallow, very quick, very fleeting in today's society. You know that exactly. It's a very fleeting thing. And you don't chew over anything. Whenever you understood something, they say, weiter, weiter, weiter. Yeah, but life is not built like this. Life is same thing again, same thing again. So we have to be used to that, that in Ruchnis we do that too. And I think there's nearly no better place to do that than in Birchas Hamozen, or in the Broches, or in the Shmoneh Esrei. Because that you do three times a day. So Birchas Avos, not three times a day. But once in a while you say Birchas Avos, Shabbos, three times a day. But you say that, you do that over and over and over again. And this is our work, that our Yiddishkeit should be alive. I think it is a big thing that people came from America to take themselves out of work, out of this involvement in the worldly endeavor, and think we want to go to Eretz Yisrael and learn. But I have to tell you one thing. You can't, it's a modern thing today, you say, I recharge the batteries. I really, Baruch Hashem, my heart goes without batteries, you know, it works by itself. And I don't know where our batteries. I don't think that you can recharge your batteries. You only can have a first step that afterwards you live throughout the year. But you can't come for a few days and then you are Yoichni Choivo and you had an uplifting time and then throughout the year you remember it was great, you know, and that was unbelievable. And you remember this one. You have to live now, you know. When we go to the Har HaMenuchos, there were plenty of people living the day beforehand. Plenty of them. But that doesn't help them for today. The day before doesn't help for today. You have to live today. So when we are making when we make sense out of such a coming together, it is this dimension that you can take off time from work. That's the first thing you can do. You can. Even I know that the Americans normally think you can't. The truth is, you can. You can. A few minutes, a half an hour, you can. You can do that. And the second is that this has to be a reoccurring thing. It can't be a once a while thing. Only to show you one thing, when that's interesting, I may say that. I don't know whether I have to have the, I have the agenda. Or I have to. I do have to. I may say that. So it's a Rashi in Shabbos. This is a thing which is the most important thing for you. The Rashi in Shabbos says on the well-known Gemara. I have another 3 minutes. On the well-known Gemara, Rashi says that you are when you come to the Olam Habo, you say Kovato itim nososov nosato beemuna kovato itim leteira. So nososov nosato beemuna. That means that you have to be ehrlich in business. That's right. Nososov masumatn beemuna. Kovato itim leteira. Then you think, now Rashi asks me whether I was a ben teira. No. Rashi says like this in the Gemara in Shabbos. He says kovato itim leteira means Lefi shodom tzorich lasik b'derech eretz, ki im derech ein derech eretz ein teure. Lefi koch tzorich likvoya dovor kotzuf leteure, shelo yimoshech kol hayoyim lederech eretz. That's what Rashi says. So that means that the sugya stays, that you deal with the worldly involvement. You stay with the same thing. It's not nososov nosato beemuna. You speak about your worldly involvement, and now kovato itim leteira. You speak about the second thing. You speak about the same thing. You have to do work, but in order that the work shouldn't go on for a whole day, you have to be kaveya itim leteira. So why do you have to be kaveya itim leteira? You will be kaveya itim for work. When that's the problem. The problem is that you will work a whole day. You don't know these people. They come from yeshiva and they say, I work by Bashver, but Baruch Hashem only half a day. That's the wrong attitude. No, that Rashi says you can't do that because in the end you will work the whole day. Because this thing, the work, the worldly involvement has an ingredient to it that it will afterwards fill up the whole day. Yes? You know why? You know why? Because I ask once people, why do you work so much? Why do you work so much? Because you want money? No. When you want money, you do the lottery. Yeah? Or gambling in Las Vegas. That's what you do when you want money. You don't want money. You are running after your obligations. You know that I have to finish Jose, how do you call it? A contract. I have to finish that contract now, because I don't finish it now, then the contract with Tokyo, which is a few hours another time, will fall through. And when Tokyo will fall through, then Singapore for sure will fall through. And then Europe will go after it in the drain. I have to finish that contract now. And in the end, you will do this thing the whole day. Because there is no limit to it. You don't know that. You always 5 o'clock, then you say, I'm noch a bissle, wie bald ist es, noch a bissle, ich will nur endigen das, you know. And then in the end, you'll do it the whole day. So what you have to do? You have to be kaveh itim le teure. Not le derech eretz. No, it's wrong. Rashi says you have to be kaveh itim le teure. Because otherwise you go the whole day after the derech eretz. That's what Rashi says, yeah? So that is, I think, what we can take out from here. We were kaveh itim le teure over here. But that's not enough to live a whole year out of that. That's a beginning that the whole year, you're going for the same thing again, and same thing again, and same thing again. That's what life means. And I think the Birchas Hamozon, or Broches, or things like this, are a good starting point. That we are doing every single day a piece of our living, which we experienced over here. I very much want to thank you that you gave the imun for me to speak. You know, that was a big gambling that you gave me to speak. But I tried to fulfill what I can do. I don't know whether that was good for you. Hopefully, you have a toilet out of that. And big yashakayach that you came to here to the land. And it is a big covet for me that I may speak over here. Thank you very much for that.